WHEY.com.
I could crack open this mic and say we've changed course in Afghanistan, but of course we have not done that. If anything, it's stay the course. That's the word from the White House. Infuriating, I think, because of what's now happened in the last month and a half. Listen, I was always on board with we need to get out of there sooner rather than later. It just, I think, exasperated the situation and what's going on with the fact that we have the shooter, allegedly the soldier who killed 16 civilians, men, women and children, a lot of women and children, and set them on fire. So now it's all about how do we appease the Afghan people who are not happy with us, and can you blame them? I mean, this has been a mess from the beginning. So the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, goes to Afghanistan. But right before he's going to land, somebody, setting themselves on fire, in a jeep, goes after the plane. So they have to divert the plane to another runway. This was an unscheduled visit. How did that person know that Panetta was going to be there? And in fact, how did they get the stolen car? Well, how they got the stolen car was because they smashed and ran over a British soldier, not caring what was going to happen to themselves and trying to do some kind of damage to a member of our cabinet. So here we go again. You have the suspect who was transferred, who is accused of killing the people. You have our Secretary of Defense, the highest level you can go, by the way, when it comes to the politics of war, the number one in command besides the president, almost in a situation where he could have been attacked in some form in the plane as the plane was landing, the C-17. Luckily, that wasn't the case. So you got this visiting of troops on the base, and the secretary calling Sunday's killings, just like the burning of the Qurans by troops last month and the deadly riots that happened, is deeply troubling. Deeply troubling. Saying that you have to learn from each incident so we do everything possible that they don't happen again. It's tragic. It doesn't define the relationship between the coalition forces and the Afghan people. I think it does now at this point, and because of that, why we're there till 2014 makes no sense to me. How can you really execute the mission, and what is the end game here so that the Afghan people, their military, and their government can stand on its own two feet? How's that going to happen? I don't see it. You can call it a mistake. You can apologize. You can do whatever you want to do for it. But you've got this effort by the Taliban saying that they're going to cut the heads off of Americans, and I think it's going to get much more ugly there, absolutely. The British Prime Minister David Cameron was in Washington. Besides the cherry blossoms, which are in their 100th year, by the way, the focus was on Cameron and what the nation, what England is to the United States. They held a joint news conference. Here's a little snippet.
We will do everything we can to resolve this diplomatically. But ultimately, we've got to have somebody on the other side of the table who's taking this seriously, and I hope that the Iranian regime understands that. Tehran must understand that it cannot escape or evade the choice before it. Meet your international obligations or face the consequences. The window for solving this issue diplomatically is shrinking.
All right, so we have problems with Iran and what's going to happen with their nuclear ambitions. Israel ready to, at this point, bomb Tehran. We have Syria in a state of chaos. Afghanistan in play with anti-Western and American attitude and riots all that are popping up here and there. And the call to behead Americans. Lots of problems in the sand. Lots of problems in the Middle East. So the focus or the buzz in the backyard continues to be over there, while over here, the focus is on gas prices. The Republicans who are running for the golden ticket to be the Republican nominee in Tampa and to go up against Barack Obama are talking about gas prices, gas prices, gas prices. Depending on where you live, I don't have to tell you, how much deeper are you digging into your pocket to pay for that extra gallon or two that you need? $5? $4 and change? What is it? I filled up the other day and it was $3.78. The average is about $3.80 now. In California, in Chicago, in Florida, people are paying $5 in some cases. And this isn't premium. This is for regular. Gallon of regular unleaded. That's what you're paying. In some cases, $5. Ooh. I know I've used this expression before, but that'll bite it quick. I mean, seriously. The answer to the riddle, what's in your wallet, is nothing. Nothing, honey. You want to go out to dinner? No. Anniversaries? Draw me a card. For some, it is the middle class has just slipped out of range. Maybe the 80s was the last good time for the middle class, early 90s, and then everything started to slide in a different direction. And when we're saying middle class, you could afford to educate your kids. You could take a trip if you wanted to. You could fix something in your house that broke and not worry about whether you could pay the repair person or not. And what were you going to have to do to make up that extra money? It's so tight right now that that's what's happening with the middle class. That's why the middle class is disappearing. You either got it or you don't have it. And if you don't have it, you're getting help. And if you do have it, you're not as concerned about it. But when you're squeezed in the middle, it's rough. So that extra amount of money that you have to shell out for gasoline is a killer. And it's a sacred cow. How many sacred cows are there? If you live in a state and you love the state that you're in and they don't have a state income tax, you don't care what the sales tax is, I think. It's more important about the state income tax because you don't want to hassle with it. You don't want any paperwork. You don't want to go through the whole state thing. You don't want someone else picking your pocket. Something about that whole word, taxes. You don't want that. Gas prices. You don't want higher gas prices. Nobody wants to pay more for gasoline, especially when energy costs in general are higher. Look at your electric bill. How much are you paying for electricity? How much are you paying to heat your home? As winter is being ushered out and we've sprung forward into spring, it's good news to some people because they have to buy the heating oil that costs a fortune. Stay with us, a little O&E coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do the things to your collarbone bone.
Owenee, you know what that means? Odds and ends. We got plenty of them here on America Tonight. And a quick reminder, the NCAA is holding its big tournament. And that means bracket action, baby. If you're not filling one out in your office, you haven't been pressured to kick in your $5 to fill in a bunch of teams you have no idea about, you can play our little game called Nail the Score. Coming up in our next show in the third hour, just like we did for the NFL, randomly a couple games chosen. We'll do two. So you have a better chance to win. You just tell us what you think the final score is going to be. If you nail the score, boom, you win our wireless GPS and a slew of other cool prizes. I think the bigger thing is the bragging rights, though. We all have stuff. I like the wireless GPS. Wireless GPS, hands down, is the best I've ever seen. And the key is wireless. Easy, no muss, no fuss. You go somewhere, you can figure out where you are. Instead of having a British woman talk to you, oh, go over the cliff. No, I meant make right. Go straight ahead. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. I can't stand that voice. I don't know why. I have friends that are British. I like their accent. But on that original GPS, I can't remember what the company was. I mean, it's terrible. Awful. So, with that being said, just a quick fun fact. I know you're filling out those brackets or somebody's sending you one and you're pressured in some other way. And how do I know that? Because of the fact that so many people, they say if all possible brackets were stacked on top of each other, the pile would reach from the moon and back over 1.1 million times. And all possible brackets would weigh 90,000 times more than every man, woman, and child on earth. That says to me a lot of people are playing. In fact, over $12 billion is expected to be wagered on the tournament. Whew. That's a lot of do-re-mi. It's interesting. So don't forget about that. In our third hour, three segments, ton of fun. Nail the score, only it's March Madness upon us. All right, speaking of madness, in this segment, and talking about a couple of things that have happened, I have to say that Twitter has been used for so many things. People have been fired over things that they have tweeted, which is mind-boggling in a sense to me, because people are trying to be so clever, they're saying ridiculous things in some cases. In other cases, they shouldn't be fired, and I think they have a good, depending on what the issue is, they might have a lawsuit for being fired over something they tweet. But how about this? Students looking at Twitter to help, they help one of their friends in Georgia using social media to get a donor from a friend that's got kidney disease. I say bravo. I bet they find somebody. But taking it social media-wise, because after being tested, they couldn't do it. They didn't have the kidney, in other words. They didn't have the right stuff. So classmates started this campaign to help Bland, which is involved in saving the friend. And this is in Georgia. Richard Bland, who attends Kennesaw State University, suffers from a serious kidney ailment and needs a transplant. So people are showing up to try to help this guy. A rare blood type. So that's why they're having a hard time finding the kidney that will fit because of the blood type. But, hey, at least they're trying. His kidney is essentially dying. Only 20% function right now. So they've got dialysis at this point until they find a donor. And people are stepping forward. People are trying to help them, which there's a good thing. That's a daily salute if I ever heard of one in our odds and ends segment. All right, some other odds and ends that might have caught your attention, because I say this, if you just listened for the first time, it's about what rocks your world. What has you so furious, you would call a talk show, you would write a blog, you would fold every single piece of laundry in your house just to have your hands doing something because you're so upset. And that, I mean, truly, to me, that's, when we're boiling things down, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at that really, really big buzz. And there is a ton of it to be found over Afghanistan, without a doubt. But Afghanistan isn't the only battle zone. Here's another one for you. The Senate approving their highway bill that we mentioned. The problem is if they don't fund it, the House doesn't fund it, at the end of the month, boom, we're talking expiration date. And what does that mean for the people who are dependent, who work, who are doing highway repair work? They're out. They're out if that's not signed into law. I guess it has Band-Aid written all over it. Because job-wise, you're talking about almost 3 million jobs that are hanging in the balance. They could lose those jobs or temporarily lose those jobs. 5 weeks of debating amendments to the transportation bill that were certainly threatening to stop the progress towards passage in the upper chamber, and we saw what happened. So an agreement has to be reached, and the Dems and the Republicans are trying to prevent gridlock on the transportation bill. Too many people will lose jobs. It is a cumbersome piece of legislation. The House bill got approved. That's the big story. The Senate bill got approved, so now you kick it back to the House, and that's the scarier part. Because probably the Speaker of the House, Boehner, is going to jump on some of these amendments. And this might take a while to go through it. So what we have to the end of March, yep, they're on the clock. Let's just put it that way. They're on the clock to get this done. When is Easter? The 8th. So where is the money going? What's happening to the Rust Belt? What's going on in the South? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen? And when you're talking about infrastructure, that is debatable. That is debatable. We shouldn't have to go through this time and time and time again. Why? Why are we in this constant gridlock? Now on transportation. 74 to 22 was the vote. So now the pressure is on the Speaker, John Boehner, and the House. Are they going to pass this bill? Or are they going to take up a different version? What are they going to do in front of the March 31st deadline? I think they need to put all the differences aside and just hammer it out, pull out all those slushy amendments, and get something done that doesn't threaten people's already fragile jobs. Going to work every day not knowing whether or not what's going to happen. I mean, sure, you could say all of us do that, but, I mean, really going to work and seeing that the projects are just going to be mothballed? Disastrous. Disastrous. All right, quickly, let me throw in something else. Mitt Romney is doing a lot of defending these days. He's calling Santorum names in the middle of all of that. He called Santorum earlier on Wednesday a lightweight, an economic lightweight, and expressed disappointment that Newt Gingrich hasn't stated his new goal to prevent Romney from getting enough delegates to secure the nomination. But Alabama, Mississippi, it doesn't matter because he still gets a piece of both of those states. So the delegates add up, and that's what it is. It's about getting the delegates. It's just simple mathematics. 1,144 delegates. That's what you need to get the Republican nod. You got to have that. And Romney so far has the big chunky numbers. In fact, got two different emails, one from Alan and one from Cole, both of them talking about delegates and being confused as to why Santorum didn't get all the delegates in Alabama and Mississippi. That's because it's not winner takes all. You get a chunk for winning second and third. I know. And fourth. Kind of cockamamie. Why isn't it winner takes all? Wouldn't that make more sense? Hang with us.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbors' manufacturing businesses.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Thoughts on the show, shoot them to me at americatonight.net. If you chipped in for a lottery ticket and whoa, you hit the big jackpot. So you got seven coworkers, you win a whole bunch of money from the lottery. Are you going to try and cheat them out of their fair share? I hope not. Not a very good person if you would do that. Well, guess what? There was a lottery winner who tried to do that. He wouldn't be very popular at work. So, you know, when people say, oh, I would still work if I won the lottery, he'd probably be smart not to work. I was surprised when I read this story. The lotto winner, how much money it was $38.5 million. And what's interesting is this went all the way to court. Oh, yes. So people didn't just sit around and whine about this lame-o. They decided to take him to court. So why wouldn't you share? I mean, this is a, come on. You wouldn't share with the five coworkers where you chipped in 38.5. They couldn't live with that. So America Lopez couldn't share. A jury found him guilty of cheating his colleagues out of their share of the winnings. He and his workers at a New Jersey construction company did the lottery pool thing back in 2007. In 2009, he discovered he had the winning Mega Millions ticket. He claimed to have bought the winning numbers on his own rather than part of the company pool. But the jury said, not so fast. He's got to pay, ready for this? He's got to pay each coworker a pre-tax $2 million from the jackpot. Yep. So, he left the courtroom yelling, mumbling in Portuguese, they robbed me. I don't know what it is. I know a little Spanish, but I don't know Portuguese. The former workers, the former co-workers testified that they gave him money to get the lottery tickets when he purchased the winning ticket. So he did try to rip them off. Come on. Listen, if you're going to go into a pool, see, this is the thing. It's all well and good when you say, oh, I have a better chance of being struck by lightning, then suddenly, shockingly, you win. But you decide you don't want to share so much anymore. So you claim that you bought some tickets on your own. You can't do that. You're either in the pool or you're not. You know, this happened back in the 90s. There was a guy who won $20 million in Illinois. He used some of his money to help family and friends, but he offered to help his sister-in-law and their boyfriend out, and they rewarded him by kidnapping and murdering him. So what a mixed blessing it seems to be, or maybe a curse. That's part of the mixed blessing thing, I guess. When you win the lottery, people take advantage. People go nuts. Money does strange things to people. If you're listening to me now in Connecticut or Vermont, somewhere deep in the heart of Texas, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes money changes the perspective. Sadly, it really shouldn't. It's always refreshing to me when I meet someone who is filthy rich and I have no idea. You're just out there hacking away on the golf course, having a conversation because you randomly get hooked up at some out-of-the-way course and you have no clue who they are. That's good. But in the world of flash and cash, I mean, look what happens to people. There's some prime examples. This guy couldn't give them some money. Do we really believe that he got his own ticket? And if you're going to be part of a pool and you win some huge lottery, guess what? You can't do that. Can't do that. This is a sad story. There was a counselor who was stabbed Wednesday afternoon. All he was doing was doing the job training thing in Hollywood. He was stabbed a couple of different times right before 5 o'clock. He was taken to a hospital. He was in critical condition and died. 22-year-old man was taken into custody. They slapped the cuffs on him, and he was picked up in connection with the stabbing. He was 19. They haven't released his name at this point. So now they're sending a crisis team to the school to talk with counselors and students. Something went awry here. Why was there this attack in the first place? Why was there? It's just so senseless, the conflict issue. You know there's going to be some kind of bizarre conflict here. I mean, people, the sands of time. We have so much time. So you're going into a job training school, flashing three knives and stabbing some people? Come on. Really? I hate to be so cynical. And here we are talking about ripping off people who you're part of a pool with, stabbing people maybe you work with, because we don't know the whole full story on that one. Yeah, there's something that's happening that makes you feel a little bit jaded in this country sometimes. And I just gave you a couple of prime examples of that for sure. What are you thinking going in and doing that? Why? You know, we haven't even touched politics that much. And why? Because every night we talk about the Republicans. Listen, Mitt Romney is the guy. So many of you hate that. He struggles in the Bible Belt. He struggles to win over conservatives. I get it. But he has numbers on his side. He's the moderate Republican. He has delegate numbers on his side. If there's a brokered convention, to me, that would be interesting. And there might still be a little bit of a chance that we could see it. A little bit of a chance. Rick Santorum right now actually leads in Pennsylvania. Not necessarily a shocker since he was a senator from Pennsylvania, but lost his re-election bid. So he's trying to close the gap, even though it seems impossible, between himself and Mitt Romney, who's attacking Santorum. Attacking him for various reasons. And he doesn't want him to get any more delegates. Negative campaigning is where it's at, baby. Anybody who says they only want sunshine and happy stories, they're full of it. They're full of it. So in this case, the accusations are going to keep on coming every single stop along the way. But Romney, without a doubt, he might not be able to. The question becomes, can he win if he can't get the South? Will people in the South say, forget it? I won't do this. Can he win without the South behind him? I think the answer is no. He has to have the South behind him. Has to. If there is ever a doubt as to how big the brackets are, and you know what I'm talking about, college hoops, filling out the little bracket that the person in your office handed you and said, Jesus, $5 if you want to be in the pool. Did you fill it out? If you have a big pool, why not? It's like taking a shot at the lottery. Chip in that $5 and then away you go. Sometimes people will get 3 and 4 of the brackets to go through them in different ways. The president did a little bracketology. Here's his take on March Madness.
Whoever is looking hotter at the end of the year, those are teams that I tend to be a little more inclined to pick. I like teams with good point guards because I think the ability to control a game, limit turnovers, I think that ends up making a difference. Other than that, it's all throwing darts.
It is throwing darts, and we're going to throw some darts in our next show. In our third hour, 3 segments, your chance to nail the score. Throw some darts at the America Tonight March Madness Nail the Score contest. Some good prizes, some great prizes, some fabulous prizes. Notice how I made it better every single time? Because I love the whole wireless GPS thing. But a slew of books and also some gift certificates, too. Hey, to me, it's about the bragging rights, but I get it if people want trinkets, if they want swag. So you'll get some swag. You just have to nail the score of the games. And a lot of times in college hoops is where somebody's more successful than in the NFL with lopsided scores and maybe picking the score but not actually picking the right team. In this case, maybe we'll have somebody pick the right team. And speaking of picking the right team, a perfect way to kick us out of this segment, Peyton Manning has met with a couple of different teams, including the Titans. The Titans met with Peyton Manning. The quarterback couldn't be more popular no matter what's going on with his neck. Will he sign with the Titans? Think about his connection to Tennessee. He went to school in Tennessee. The team doctor met with Manning during his visit. That's a telltale sign. Maybe he ends up going back to Tennessee. Denver, Arizona, Miami, and now Tennessee are all hoping that they're going to win the bid for Peyton Manning. Denver was looking a little bit good. You've got Tim Tebow there, but why would he play? Why would Peyton Manning play backup to Tim Tebow? I don't know. That would be an interesting question. Tennessee looks pretty good to me. If Tennessee wants him, I think he would do well to go to Tennessee. Even looking at some of the players, Manning fits into that system. And a lot of people in Tennessee would love for Peyton Manning to become a Titan. We'll see. We're not going to answer that question probably until the end of the week or the beginning of next week. Hang with us.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you fill out your bracket today? Are you ready for the tournament? So pleased to welcome back to this show RJ Bell from pregame.com. I mean, this guy has more knowledge in his head about all kinds of things, especially when it comes to college hoop, than anybody I think that I've ever met. RJ, thanks for coming back on with us.
Oh, you know, always fun with you, Kate, and thanks for the kind words.
You know, the I was thinking this today. What are the odds of anybody, because everybody, every guy I know is bragging about how they've got it down. They think maybe they'll probably lose one, but maybe they might not lose any. What are the odds of a perfect bracket?
Well, they're big. Is the exact number is 9.2 quintillion. So let's put that into perspective. That's the number 9 followed by 18 zeros. Now, here's another way to put that into perspective. If all the people on Earth filled out one bracket per second, it would take 43 years to fill out every possible bracket.
43 years, I love that. So forget the idea of a perfect bracket. You just want to get close and win the pool.
Yeah, just winning the pool. And that actually segues to a great big picture piece of advice for the listeners, which is the more people you have in your pool, the more upsets you pick. The less people, the less upsets. because in order to win a bigger pool, you're going to have to really do well with all of the ups and downs of the tournament. But if you're only competing with three or four people, or five or six even, you don't need to be as close, and thus a conservative style is better. So that's a really good tip for those that still haven't done their brackets.
Oh, that's a great tip. Okay, so when we look at the first round, what are some things that we should look for, RJ, in a first round with the seeds and whatnot?
Now, something that most people have heard is the number ones have never lost, and that's true. And so in the first round, it's 108-0 in the modern era, which began in 1985. But the 15 seeds, they hardly ever win. Only four times out of those 108 games. So in general, with the ones and twos, you want to advance them in round one. Now, the upsets oftentimes happen with the number 12, and they're kind of famous for their upsets. In the last 23 years, at least one number 12 seed has won a game 21 of those years. So only 2 years haven't they won a game. So you want to at least have one upset with a number 12. But here's what's really surprising. Once a 12 wins in the first round, they actually win in the second round over 50% of the time.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, so
50%.
Whatever 12 you pick in the first, you likely want to move them all the way to the Sweet 16 if you want to follow history.
Yeah, there you go. How about if we jumped ahead and we look at the second round, what are things to look for there?
As we talked about, is the 12s advancing. But then additionally, you got to pick at least one upset of the number 2 and number 3 seeds. Because the number 1s do really well in the second round. They actually advance 88% of the time. So if you're going to do an upset, it's going to have to be with the 2s and 3s. And only once in 27 years has all the 1s, 2s, and 3s made it to the Sweet 16. So if you're going to advance the 1s, which I recommend, then you've got to pick at least one upset with the 2s and 3s.
Ooh, okay, so that's good stuff. Now, as we move forward, we keep getting down here and we're drilling it down. You go from the Sweet 16, you gave us a tip there, and you jump into the Elite 8, then things really get dicey if you're looking pretty good there.
Yeah, and the number one, and really what we want to drill down in from here is how the number one seeds do. Because actually, 17 of 27 years, the number one has won the tournament. So you're going to have, most likely, a number one is going to be your pick to win it all. But what's interesting is that in the last 27 years, a vast majority of the time, there's only been one or two number one seeds that make the final four. So a lot of people say four, you know, all four or three, but really, like we said, of 21 or 27 years, it's either one or two. So you got to be very selective in that Elite Eight round, which number ones you advance and which number ones that you have beaten in that Elite Eight round.
Yeah. Who do you like in this tourney? If you were just picking out a couple of teams, who do you think could be maybe a little bit of a Cinderella?
I'm not sure this is a Cinderella, but when you talk to here in Vegas, the sportsbook guys, and pretty sharp, they're the ones taking the bets, they really like Ohio State. And it's interesting, Ohio State is a number two seed, but they're actually the third favorite in the entire tournament. And they're actually favored to beat Syracuse, which is the number one seed in their regional, to get to the Final Four. So this is an example where you could pick a two seed to win it all, and not a lot of people maybe would be picking that, but I think Ohio State has as good a chance as anyone except Kentucky, and Kentucky really is a prohibitive favorite. In fact, Vegas gives them double the chance of any other team to actually win the tournament, and here's a fun stat, because we talk about Cinderellas. Kentucky has a better chance than the 53 bottom teams when it comes to the odds. If you look at the odds and take the 53 bottom teams and add up their chance, it's actually less than Kentucky's chance as a single team.
Oh, wow. And Kentucky is such, you know, there's just popular teams, too. Kentucky is just one of those popular teams, aren't they?
And you make a great point, especially if you're in, if you're actually making bets on the game, is how much of a fan base a team has affects the line somewhat. So if a team is a very public team, and with basketball, Kentucky is certainly a public team, there's usually a premium on those teams, and usually the smart bets are to go against them. And I also am not a big fan of Kentucky here because they're a young team, and what we see in the tournament is youth can be exposed, and experience really helps even more than the regular season. So as much as Kentucky clearly seems to be the most talented team, I'm not sure if they're I think they may be a little bit overrated.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. How much, you know, everybody thinks the Super Bowl is so big, RJ, and it is, but more money, is that right? More money is wagered on the NCAA tournament than anything?
Yeah, if you look at it collectively, we estimate $12 billion being bet on March Madness. Now, that's worldwide, and what would surprise some people is less than 1% of that happens in Nevada, which is legal here. Over 99% happens elsewhere, but that number exceeds the Super Bowl, which is only quote unquote about $10 billion. So March Madness combined actually exceeds that. And what's interesting is we're estimating 100 million participants in the brackets for over $3 billion.
Ooh, 100 million! Wow, that is a huge number. Crazy. That many people. Do you, when you were a kid, RJ, did you fill out brackets?
You know something? I'm right in that generation that I grew up in the 80s, and it's really, you know, if you look back before 85, which is when they went to 64 teams, and before ESPN got so big, you know, even, you know, the Bird, Magic Johnson 79 game is kind of what put March Madness on the map, a lot of people say. But I would say the 80s is when it really came to life, and I was right there for it, and I'm not sure if the statute of limitations is up, but I was betting on it as a teenager.
I love that. RJ Bell, pregame.com. Check it out. It's a great website. RJ, fun to have you back on. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Always fun with you, Kay. Have a good night.
Thanks, you too. Boy, that's just a staggering number if you think about it. Of all the interesting things that he talked about there, first of all, the amount of people, 100 million, but the fact that even if a person had a 90% chance of winning each game they picked, the odds would still be 763-1 against picking a perfect bracket. And if all brackets were stacked on top of each other, something that RJ mentions in other other publications, on top of each other, just on regular paper, the pile would reach from the moon and back over 1.1 million times. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? So you might be listening to me and think, why is she talking about college hoop? There's the answer. 100 million people. And don't forget, on our next show, we're doing our own March Madness. A couple of games randomly chosen for our version of Nail the Score March Madness style.